New Brunswick Electoral Boundaries Commission is recommending that the Memramcook-Tantramar riding be split up and revert back to boundaries resembling the situation before the 2014 election. The proposal would remove Memramcook and add it to a Dieppe riding. The riding of Tantramar would be made up of the new municipalities of Tantramar and Strait Shores combined, along with the surrounding rural districts and a small chunk of Beaubassin East. Politics professor Mario Levesque says the commission chickened out on their task of realigning boundaries to consider varied population growth across the province while also balancing factors such as community of interest. Levesque says the commission chose to go along linguistic lines and put predominantly English-speaking areas together and predominantly French-speaking areas together.
From a democratic perspective, you can question that in some ways. As the people in Tantramar will have a greater say in choosing their person because their voice is more powerful. So there's only 9,000 people that get to choose their elector versus in some of these other ridings, there's like 12,000 or 13,000 in some of these ridings and 12,000 and change. So you know, from that perspective, it's kind of odd. What they needed to do was to divide it up to so Tantramar goes with the part of Memramcook and perhaps more of the Beaubassin region and have that go forward. But they didn't want to tackle that because that's controversial between linguistic communities. So that's why I said they chickened out and why I said the problem, though, won't go away because the southeast region is only going to keep growing in population. So in 10 years' time, when we revisit redistribution again, this problem is going to be even worse. And so it will be addressed in 10 years' time then. It's not when or never. We will be addressing this. And we're going to see some radical changes, I think, in 10 years' time to this map.
The new riding of Tantramar will have just over 9,000 electors, about 2,600 fewer electors than the average, and the lowest number of electors out of all 49 ridings in the province. Neighboring riding of Shediac-Beaubassin-Capelais will have 13,300 electors, the highest number of electors in the province, with 1,600 more than the average and 4,300 more electors than Tantramar. MLA Megan Mitten says she was not surprised by the recommendation to separate Memramcook and Tantramar.
I wasn't very surprised because this is very similar to what the boundaries looked like before the 2014 election. And so, the ridings were Tantramar and then Memramcook-Dieppe. And so in a way, the Boundaries Commission is proposing for it to go back to pretty much what it was like before.
Mitten first ran in the riding in 2014 and then won the seat in 2018 and again in 2020. She has put her bilingualism to good use in representing the riding, which is about 30% Francophone and 70% Anglophone.
It's been an honor to be able to represent this riding, and it is a diverse riding, and it is kind of a microcosm. It has a lot of the things you'll find across the province, including different languages and the two official languages. What I would say is that there have been challenges like in the riding office, you're not allowed to charge for translation services, for example. So I think that's a problem. But in terms of linguistic makeup, no, I've been happy to speak to people in English or in French to do events in English or in French. And I think something to remember is that there are Anglophones who live in Memramcook and there are Francophones who live in Tantramar. And so, similar to the larger province, we can't just draw a line and think that some people are on one side and some people are on the other. Our communities are quite diverse.
The Commission's recommendation to rearrange the Memramcook-Tantramar riding comes in reaction to feedback from the Société Acadienne de Nouveau-Brunswick, or SANB, and also from the Mayor and Council of Memramcook, who argued that people in the predominantly French-speaking village had more in common with their Dieppe neighbors than their Sackville and Dorchester neighbors. Mitten won't weigh in directly on her preference for the riding boundary change, but she says the fact that SANB and Memramcook voices seem to have been heard is a good thing.
I don't think it would be very appropriate for me to try to weigh in and decide where the lines should go. What I think is really important is that the communities are listened to. We know in 2014, before that, the previous Boundaries Commission where they put the boundaries. The communities responded and said that they didn't feel like that would work for them, and so they've come back again, and we see for Memram Cook going with Dieppe, but also for Ngwat going with Trakadi, that the concerns of these Francophone communities have been listened to by the Boundaries Commission.
That's Memram Cook Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten. If an Electoral Boundaries Commission recommendation is accepted, the Memram Cook Tanchamar riding will be no more come the next provincial election in 2024, and a standalone Tanchamar riding will elect an MLA.